little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
We can turn on to mental health now. So the first subject within mental health is anxiety, panic, and social anxiety disorder. So the red flag questions that we would ask related to this would be, how much is your anxiety impacting on your life, Sonia?
Well, I guess, I feel I'm here quite a lot, aren't I? I mean, I guess I just constantly worry about things, so...
Is it affecting your work at all?
Well, I can do my job, but I mean, they know I'm at the GP a lot, so I have to keep getting time out for appointments.
And your home life?
That's okay. I guess it might frustrate my family how often I'm at the doctor's.
Do you self-harm at all?
No, I wouldn't do that.
And can I check, is alcohol a big part of your life?
I mean, most Saturdays I go out, but other than that, not really.
Could I ask a little bit more about that?
Well, so, I mean, I guess we just go out and have a few cocktails with the girls, usually.
Mm-hmm. Have you got any idea of how many cocktails you'd get through on an average?
Well, it's two for one. I don't know. I mean, maybe six.
Okay.
Quite a good deal on.
And do you ever get into any scrapes when you're
oh,
drinking?
No. There's no problems. We just get a taxi home.
Okay. A binge kind of, but for a lady, for a woman, is counted as anything more than three units at a time.
Oh, right.
So if you're having six cocktails, and often they're doubles, you just need to be a bit cautious about the effects that can have on your health, and we could come back to that another time if you like. Okay. I think it's worthwhile just going into a little bit of the spiel that goes along with this.
Mm-hmm.
I use the word spiel cautiously because I don't like there being a standard prepared thing, but... Here is what we might say to a patient, and we've given her the name of Alexa on this occasion. Alexa, we see an awful lot of you and your family. I wonder if this might be part of an anxiety problem. Most of the things that we see you for seem to be little worries. What do you think?
Well, like I say, I do feel at work. I've noticed I'm often missing work for appointments, so I think you're probably right.
Yeah. We've already mentioned that anxiety seems to be impacting upon your life, both at home and at work.
Mm-hmm.
Would you be ready to look at the options of things that might help you at this stage?
Yeah.
Have you ever had any talking therapies or thought about talking therapies at all?
No, what does that mean?
There is one type of talking therapy that's called mindfulness, where you can actually focus more on the moment and avoid thinking about things that could go wrong or have gone wrong in the past. Or there's another type of talking therapy called cognitive behavioral therapy, where we encourage you to do things that make you feel better rather than avoiding things that make you feel good. So it might be worthwhile thinking about some of those as an option of treatment for you. How does that sound?
Yeah, I think that would be a good idea, really.
One thing that it does take is a bit of commitment and time from you. So would that be something that you would be happy to devote a little bit of time towards?
I think it would be worthwhile, given how often I've been coming here recently. I need to direct the time a bit more usefully.
Perhaps we could safety net for this particular condition, so anxiety and social anxiety disorder.
Yeah, so I think, you're going to go ahead and get in touch with the talking therapist team, which is going to be really useful, we hope. But like I've said, we don't usually recommend antidepressant medication unless it's not helping. So if you do find that when you go for the talking therapies and it's not helping and you think the anxiety is still really impacting on your life, maybe come back again and we can talk a bit about the medications as a sort of the next option. You can see me more urgently if your mood really drops and you're feeling really low, hopeless, and any thoughts of self-harm, then, I'm happy to see you.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.